This is KUT. States across the country with Republican-led legislatures are weighing their options when it comes to Medicaid expansion. After the failure of the GOP's plan to replace Obamacare, there's a new political landscape. Conservative states, most recently Kansas, see an opening to extend health care to more low-income adults. But as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, it's unclear whether Texas is on this bandwagon.
Texas has more people who are uninsured than any other state in the country. And even under Obamacare, there are people who still haven't been able to get insurance. Amber Keith, who lives in Texarkana, is one of those people.
We are not covered by any type of regular health insurance just due to the fact that we cannot afford it.
Keith's family earns a little over $47,000 a year. That means she qualifies for a subsidy to help pay for premiums if she buys a plan through the federal marketplace. But it's not enough. Keith has a large family, 7 people, and she just can't make that work. They would, however, qualify for Medicaid. That's if Texas were to join all the conservative states that surround it and expand its Medicaid program. But Texas hasn't.
I live on the border with Arkansas. If I lived just 2 miles from my current location and I lived in Arkansas, we would have qualified for Medicaid under Arkansas's expansion.
And the number of states joining Arkansas has been slowly growing. That's because there's a new political landscape. For one, there's a Republican in the White House now, and attempts to repeal and replace Obamacare proved harder than congressional Republicans previously thought. That's why a few more Republican states are toying with the idea of expanding their Medicaid programs to low-income adults like Amber Keith. And Dunkelberg with the left-leaning Center for Public Policy Priorities argues Texas should be one of those states.
There is absolutely an opportunity to do some kind of coverage program that would incorporate pieces that would probably never have been approved under the Obama administration.
Dunkelberg says Texas could expand Medicaid now, and officials could include things in the program like work requirements and higher premiums and co-payments, conservative ideas that were less likely to get past the Obama administration. But Democratic Texas House member Garnett Coleman, who has tried to get Texas to expand Medicaid in the past, says he doesn't think that will be enough.
I see Texas sticking with our status quo, that we don't like Medicaid. We don't like anything that has to do with Obamacare. We don't like people getting health care on the government dollar.
And conservatives in Texas are hoping the feds work out a deal with the state. Dr. Dean Waldman with the right-leaning Texas Public Policy Foundation says he hopes Texas can get billions of Medicaid dollars over the next few years without any of the usual strings attached.
We want, and I think we'll get, a total release of all those mandates.
He says that way Texas could control costs and improve access to care instead of fixating on expanding insurance coverage. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.